Brother Sermonette, our pastor, Mr. LeBlanc.
Today I'm going to be talking about the subject of walking by faith. So in the sermonette, I will introduce this concept with a story, and then in the main message, I'll expand upon the subject, walking in faith. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7 that says we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And I want to find my own thinking on this particular topic because God is very pleased when we look to Him in faith. And God wants us to rely on Him and to walk in faith. And I just think being human as we are, it is so easy to fall back to our default position of using our own human wisdom, our own human experience, our own human reasoning, and trusting in our own judgment, human reasoning, human wisdom, human experience. Those things are not necessarily wrong, but according to Scripture, they can be wrong, or according to Scripture, certainly we know that all of these human attributes and abilities come short when it comes to the way we conduct ourselves and the decisions we make. There's this exceptional example of walking in faith found in 1 Samuel chapter 24. So let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 24, and I want to dig deeper into this very important topic. Remember, it pleases God when we rely on Him. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record many different instances of faith. We have the faith chapter in Hebrews 11. David's life is filled with examples of walking in faith, and then at times walking according to the flesh, or at other times walking according to human sight and human thinking. I want to get away from just relying on my own human effort and my own human insights. Again, I emphasize, I think just all of us, we're human. We have a default position in our minds. It's just the way we are. We tend to rely on our human observations, our human experience, what we see out there. And again, it's just that all of those tools, if I could use that expression, human observation, human wisdom, human experience, opinion of friends, etc., those tools are not always perfect. We need something more. It's called faith. Great story. He's a young man. He's probably getting close to 30 years of age. He's on the run from Saul. Notice what takes place. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 24. In verse 1, now it happened when Saul had returned from following the Philistines that was told him, take note, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. En-Gedi, interesting place, very hilly, it's rocky. You have caves, you have these, I've passed through there, and you have what I would call small to medium-sized hills, and they're very steep, and you can sometimes actually see the caves. And you also have a bit of water, so it's not a total wilderness in maybe the way you would think, but he was hiding from Saul. Remember, by this time, David had been pursued by Saul probably for a good 9 to 10 years, and he was tired, and his men were constantly on the run. There were several close calls, but here we find David walking in faith. Let's continue in verse 2. And Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all of Israel and went to seek David and his men on the rocks of the wild goats. 3,000 men, okay, so this is a pretty good size cadre of individuals. So he came to the sheepfolds by the road where there was a cave, and Saul went in to attend to his needs. You know, obviously, Saul's looking for a cave. Incredible coincidence here, isn't it? Of all the caves in that part of the country, he happens to choose to go into the cave where David and his men are hiding. And we know this is not a coincidence. You may say that God allowed this to take place, or perhaps even God moved the chess pieces on the table because he wanted to test David. I don't think that's wrong to come to that conclusion. I think that's probably true because, I mean, this is incredible. So verse 3, so it came to the sheepfolds by the road that there was a cave, and Saul went in to attend to his needs. David and his men were staying in the recesses of the cave. Some of those caves are pretty deep. Then the men of David said to David, "This is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you.'" And David arose and secretly cut off the corner of Saul's robe. Now, why is this such an exceptional example? Now, this is very important, so I hope you give this added attention. This is really important because we can see the differentiation of walking by sight as opposed to walking by faith. In walking by faith, it's more than some kind of hazy blob of an idea. It's very real. It's very practical. It's not something far off. But sometimes we demonstrate on a daily basis if we're going to walk by faith or walk by sight. What is so brilliant about this is, you could say, at least three temptations for David to walk by sight. An open door. I mean, you talk about an open door. Here, Saul ends up in this cave, and there are hundreds of these caves in this area, but he ends up in this particular cave where David is. I mean, there's an open door there, at least humanly speaking. You can say, well, God definitely has opened this door. But you'll learn that you have to even be careful of open doors. Just because there is an open door doesn't mean that God is involved in the situation or wants you or me to take a particular path. Got to be careful. Satan, too, can open doors, or God will use an open door to test us at times. So that's point number one. An open door can be walking by sight and not by faith. So there's a little bit of a challenge here. It's not always easy to walk by faith. Okay. And then they quote a scripture to him, and apparently there is this promise to David, "Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you." So here is a promise from God that was given to David. Well, again, you take a look at the context. It seems like the pieces of the puzzle are coming together very quickly here, an open door, the Word of God, but it's the timing of the Word of God. Now, that's not discussed here, but it is assumed by his men. What else do you need to see, David? You got an open door. You've got the Word of God, the principle here. You've got your enemy, and certainly Saul was an enemy to him. And so he says, "Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do what seems right." And the third point I want to talk about here, there is simply the pressure of friends. Sometimes your friends can lead you in the wrong direction. Sometimes your mate can lead you in the wrong direction. Even the ministers from time to time can give unsound advice. Righteous people don't always give perfect advice. So David brilliantly instead walks in faith. He does not give in to the temptation of the sight of an open door. He doesn't give in to the peer pressure of his friends, men who he fought with, and he isn't allowing the Word of God, a promise given to him, to be used in a way where he prematurely acts upon the Word of God. Exceptional example of somebody who's walking by faith and not by sight. Now, this is difficult. This is challenging because most human beings would have assumed clearly God had put Saul into the context or situation where he was to be killed by David. David lets Saul go. You know the story. Because he realizes, because at this point in his life, David is close to God and he has the discernment. And often faith is a discernment issue where you take a look at all the factors and all of the information that is bombarding you. Opinion of friends, circumstances, feelings, moods. So you have this kaleidoscope of things bombarding you. But when you're close to God, there's just an awareness, no, I need to be doing this. And sometimes that goes against the opinion of many, or the opinion of your spouse who you love and respect, or the opinion of a friend you love or respect. And I don't have on my agenda here, there's a marriage in the congregation and, you know, why are you listening to your spouse? Okay, there are a few things that have happened recently, and I'll talk to you about those situations here, which have generated me to think more about this topic, because I want to refine the way I do things, and I want to make sure I'm walking by faith, which requires being close to God and not by sight. But he's close to God, and he discerns. There will come a time when the enemies of David are dealt with. Now is not the time. Often with decisions and often with doing things, you're dealing with timing issues. But also, David understood that just because he had his friends and the men he had fought with, and they usually say there's quite a bond of friendship when you fight with people and you bleed together, so to speak, and you suffer together, but he wasn't going to allow that to sway him. And of course, the word of God here was not used really in the appropriate way because it was out of context in terms of time. So this is exceptional. And he walks by faith, and God blesses him. And there did come a time when God dealt with the situation. David didn't take matters into his own hands. This is hard because as human beings, we live in a culture which is very fast, very impulsive, given over to emotion, a culture that is heavily laced with peer pressure. We could be in the church for years and give in to all these things. But are we walking by faith or are we walking by sight? So I want to get into this a little bit more deeply today as we go through this subject matter. But I wanted to point out just how well David dealt with this situation. So let's go to verse 4. And David arose and secretly cut off the corner of Saul's robe. Now, he really shouldn't have done that, but he did. And then, in effect, he realizes that's wrong. The corner of the robe pictured authority. And anyways, it happened afterwards. David's heart, it troubled him because he had cut off Saul's robe. And he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed." So David restrained his servants with these words and did not allow them to rise up against Saul. You can almost imagine the conversation afterwards when David was away and the men were saying, "What else does he need? Saul's right there, but he wouldn't do it." My guess is some of the men were saying, "He's too gentle. David sometimes is too gentle." There were two occasions when David had the opportunity to kill Saul, and he didn't do it. But again, that's a discernment issue, and it has to do with faith. So we will face decisions. You're going to face marriage issues, family issues, all types of situations that we have to deal with. And I have nothing in mind with anybody here, but I know you will deal with situations. And then you've got to learn not to cave to human emotion, not to allow peer pressure to affect you, not to even allow Satan to somehow twist the word of God where we can end up doing something because it seems we have scriptural support. And maybe it's either premature or it's just a blatant twisting of the scripture. So God wants us to grow in faith. He wants us to develop the skill set of faith, understand the tools and what to use and when to use those tools.